Robert Stanford Jr. Robert Stanford, S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D Jr. Face-to-face, dated 2/25/2026. Date of birth is 10/5/45. Robert was seen today for face-to-face evaluation period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director period. Robert is in his ninth benefit period from extending from 1/14/2026 to 3/14/2026. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, as I said. Patient is 80 years old. He's currently on hospice with prostate cancer, with bony metastasis, neuropathy, chronic pain, hypertensive heart disease, left-sided weakness related to CVA, period. He's lost weight. He has shortness of breath at all times. He's on oxygen. He has osteoarthritis, recurrent urinary tract infection. It takes him about 10 minutes to walk 2 steps, period. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. He requires pain medication around the clock. Patient is requiring help with all ADL. He's balanced, light, and common. He eats very little. He continues to lose weight. His weight loss is unavoidable, period. Robert has vital signs were as followed today. Patient has provider services, which he needs to survive. He demonstrates severe weight loss. He's on 2 liters of oxygen at this time, with the O2 sat hovering around 92% to 93%, period. His RMAC is at 20 centimeter, PPS is at 40%. He's having difficulty tolerating solid food. He's confused most of the time per provider. Continues to decline and continues to require more and more pain medication related to his malignancy diagnosis. He remains hospice appropriate, showing tremendous decline just in the past few weeks. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's other medical comorbidities include hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, recurrent urinary tract infection, osteoarthritis, COPD, protein calorie malnutrition, CVA with left-sided weakness, and neuropathy, period, to be exact. His weight loss is unavoidable. He now weighs probably less than 100 pounds, very little appetite. He knows that the end is coming. He wants to be kept comfortable at home with pain medication and anxiolytics. Overall prognosis remains poor. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Also put down he's quite fatigued, hence the reason for the difficulty with walking. He shows tremendous physical and functional decline for the reasons mentioned above. He tried food supplement or liquid supplements, i.e. Insure Plus, but he hated the taste of it and not interested in it. Patient's metastatic prostate cancer is responsible for his tremendous amount of pain since it's already in the bones. He remains hospice appropriate, most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.